it red.
I'm Mark Steiner, and welcome back. That was Death Letter Blues by the great Son House, born on this day in 1902. The man knew how to sing the blues.
We are about to talk to Maru Moro Villapando, who is CEO of the Latino Advocacy and spokesperson for People on a Hunger Strike at this facility run by the GEO Group in Washington State. For people who were immigrants who were arrested and detained, being about to be deported, there was this huge hunger strike going on, and she joins us now to talk about what is happening. And Maru, welcome. Good to have you, and welcome to the Mark Steiner Show.
Thank you.
This is, I mean, you know, I think, first of all, let me just start very quickly here. I mean, I think people do not really understand both the intensity and numbers of people that are being arrested and deported in America right now.
That's true. I think this is a hidden crisis. Even here in Tacoma, most people that live in the city have no idea that a detention center with a capacity of 1,600 people is right here in their backyard. There's a quota set by Congress with really no reasoning behind it for some years now that indicates to ICE and basically the Department of Homeland Security that there should be at least 34,000 people across the nation any given day in detention centers such as this.
So this
is the reason.
I'm sorry, Maru. Go ahead, finish. I apologize.
So this is really the motivation behind ICE and Border Patrol on getting as many people as possible into these detention centers. They pretty much are mandated by Congress to have as many people as possible in these private prisons.
So this particular facility in Tacoma is run by the Northwest Detention Center is run by a private company, right? GEO Group? GEO Group?
That's right. That's right, GEO Group Incorporated. They have been doing this business for many years. They actually started with regular prisons. Remember that back in the 90s, the prison system here in the United States was started to be handed to private corporations such as this. And with Bush administration, they enter into the arena of immigration detention. GEO Group Incorporated has 98 facilities across the world. If you check their website, they even claim to have billions of dollars in profits every quarter out of the misery of my people and the rest of the community.
So what happened here in this particular facility that all these people went on a hunger strike? Take us from the beginning. What happened?
Well, I think in a way this kind of was spearheaded by our civil disobedience action. Back in February 24, 10 of us decided to shut down the activities for the day at this private prison here in Tacoma. And so we blocked the entrance, the main entrance to the facility. We blocked the street, and we really stopped the regular activities. I mean, people were able to go in, but traffic couldn't go through. There's a back street to this facility, and we knew they would try to move people because we decided that this needed to be done on a Monday because Mondays are the days that they deport people. And so we were ready to block the back street as well. And when we noticed there were three intents of GEO having to move people from the back street to be deported, we were able to stop those. In the third strike that they went for, we blocked our block, 10 people group, we broke the circle, and five of us ran to the back street. A woman who joined the group the day of, her husband was being deported that day. She was the one that stopped the van that was leaving. Then we blocked the street, and we could see a couple of hands waving in the inside of the van. If you see this van that says GEO Transport on the side, you cannot actually see the people in the inside. The vans have hardly any windows, but through the windshield, we could see those hands waving at us. So we stopped the deportations for that day. And the people inside knew. Some of them heard about it. Some of them saw it happening for those that were in this van. And some of them were told by their relatives. So they really got really inspired, and some of them told us that when they knew we were doing this for them, they realized they had to do it themselves, and they had to join this action against deportations. But they also decided that they needed to make the general public know the terrible conditions they're facing every day here in detention, in this detention facility. So that's why they figured the only power they have is their own bodies. And so they decided to go on a hunger strike. And we got different communications from different sources, relatives, even radio stations, saying there's 1,200 people in a strike. We were able to send one of our lawyers of this team that was put together for the February 24 civil disobedience action. She went in and she received the letter saying, please contact media. There's 1,200 of us in hunger strike, and this is what we want. And they gave us the list of demands.
I mean, and one of the things that I have been reading are that these people who are being held, many of them were kind of picked up a year, 2 years, much later than after for anything they might have done that was illegal. It was very minor, some of them. And but on top of that, that they are, you were describing working under slave labor conditions for like $1 an hour and being fed nothing but potatoes and milk, and that the conditions that that they were being held in were pretty horrendous, run by this private company, GEO, for the federal government.
It's actually $1 a day.
$1 a day. I meant to say, I meant a day. I'm sorry. Day, right.
Yeah. No, I know. Even then, it's outrageous, isn't it? Even if it wasn't a dollar.
If it's a dollar, right, exactly. Right.
And you know, it's really funny to, in a way, it's ironic to see the things they're going through. Well, here in Washington State, we won, for example, in the city of SeaTac, the campaign of $15 minimum hour. And that is going around the nation now, right, where even the president said the minimum wage should be $10 an hour. And here there are people inside that are detained because they were working without a Social Security number. But the federal government is okay that a private corporation makes them work for $1 a day. So this is not just an irony. I mean, the fact that the federal government is okay with them exploiting their labor and being fed, like the detainees told us, literally being treated worse than animals. The kind of food they're given. Last week, we were able to see a group of people being released from the detention center. We spoke to three of them, and they confirmed that the ones that continue eating, or they were in the strike and then started eating again, they said that they were being given beans with hairs and stones in it. Human hairs and stones.
Oh, my God.
That's what they told us. This is not the first time this is happening, actually, but this is the time that it's the most successful. Some years back, 300 people went on a hunger strike because they were the food they were given was spoiled. So they just decided to stop eating. A couple of years later, 150 people communicated to us that they were going on a hunger strike because they have worked for a month and they weren't being paid. This voluntary, quote-unquote, work program is to work in the kitchen, to do the janitorial services, or to work in the laundry facility. So not only they're abusing and exploiting this labor, almost, you know, free labor, they're also saving a lot of money by hiring regular employees. The treatment that they're receiving by the guards is just outrageous. People have always complained that they're treated in a way that no human being should be treated. The names they're called, the guards will make fun of them because some of them don't speak English. They would always treat the ones that are brown skin or dark skin worse than those that are light skin. They hardly receive any medical treatment. They're told if they have some kind of pain, usually they will just give them a Tylenol. Or they will put supposedly detainees have to go and sign in saying that they want to see the doctor, but they never see the doctor. And sometimes Gio will say, well, you know, let's go in, and nothing actually happens, and they never get to see a doctor. They also have said that just in general the conditions of having people here that is been in this detention center, if not months, years. And let's remember that these are civil proceedings. This is nothing but a civil proceeding. This is not supposed to be a criminal facility, right? Mm-hmm. They claim that they have criminals in there. But here's the thing. We are supposed to live in the best world in the country, where democracy still is alive, where we have a judicial system that works, where we have a criminal system that if you are innocent until proven guilty. And if those that went through those systems and paid the debt to the society, why are they being judged again in immigration proceedings and being treated as if they had committed the same crime again, all over again? And that's one of the reasons why there's so many people in there for so long and being treated in such an inhumane way.
I think people don't realize that the length of time people are being held and without bond, even though a federal judge has just said they should receive hearings for bonds. Has that changed things?
No, I mean, what happened is that bonds are also really expensive. We've heard throughout the years how that amount has been growing. The last one I heard is between $15,000 to $35,000, regular bond. If you want a lower bond, you could request a hearing for a lower bond. But you have to either have a lawyer, which is really, really expensive. Let's remember that they are not given a free lawyer if they cannot afford one, because this is civil proceeding, not criminal proceedings. And or they have to be savvy enough to do it on their own. And that is the reason why many people cannot leave, because even if they get a lower bond, it could be anything, let's say $2,000 to $7,000. And still then, a lot of the people inside don't have that kind of money to be able to continue their civil proceedings outside with their families at their home.
So one last thing, Maru. So where does it stand now? Where's all with these actions, the hunger strike, where does it all stand now, and what comes next?
Well, we still have, as of today, two people. Today is day 12 now of the hunger strike. Yesterday, one of the three decided to eat again just because he's been isolated for so long. He wants to see other people. That's the reason why he told us, I'm going to eat again just so I can see other people, because they've been placed in medical units separately, so they don't actually get to see others. The two that remain said that they're going to continue until they see some kind of action in behalf of ICE that really addresses these demands. What we've been saying all along, and what this people risking their health are saying, is ICE, instead of retaliating against us, you should start an investigation on what you is doing. You should take this seriously and start negotiating with us. And so the strikers, those two will continue until they see some kind of serious response in behalf of ICE. And we learned over the weekend through, you know, talking to families that were coming to visit their loved ones, that there are at least 11 other people that have at different points joined or rejoined the strike. So this continues, and we also confirm that there are 500 other people going on hunger strike in Texas, starting yesterday.
Well, you know, this, we will check back in with you to find out more about that and what else is going on.
All right.
This is, let the people know, Maru Moro Villalpando. I want to thank you so much for joining us, CEO of Latino Advocacy. I look forward to talking to you again, and thank you for what you're doing.
Thank you so much. Bye.
Take care.